From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Many menopausal women were scared off hormone replacement therapy after accounts of increased breast cancer risks. So they turned to herbal supplements as an alternative. But today, a new study finds one of the most popular supplements, called black cohosh, is not effective in relieving hot flashes. The finding comes in a large clinical trial out of the National Institutes of Health. Here's NPR's Allison Aubrey.
The study measured the effect of three different combinations of black cohosh, an extract from the roots of a plant native to North America. Lead researcher Catherine Newton of the Group Health Center for Health Studies in Seattle says women in the study were randomly broken down into several groups. Some received one of the black cohosh blends, others took a placebo pill. None of them knew if they were getting the real thing or not. And at the end of the study, it turns out that
there was no difference between the herbal supplements and placebo in relieving hot flashes in women at any of our study points, and we looked at 3, 6, and 12 months.
Newton says she went into the study with a very open mind. The prior research on black cohosh was inconclusive, so she didn't know what she'd find.
It was disappointing in the sense that it would have been nice to find a therapy other than hormone therapy to help women through the menopause transition.
Doctors who specialize in treating the symptoms of menopause say they're increasingly left with an empty bag of tricks. Hormone therapy may be safe only at low doses for short periods of time, and antidepressants, while effective, often bring side effects. Physician Gail Greendale of UCLA says she's pretty convinced by the new study published today that black cohosh does not work any better than sugar pills at relieving hot flashes. But she points out that the study found the women in both the placebo and black cohosh groups did get mild relief, up to a few fewer hot flashes per day. Perhaps the relief is simply a product of expectation.
It points up sort of an existential question in medicine, which is, if something works by a placebo effect, should we just smile and say that's good and not complain too much?
Greendale says in the case of black cohosh, it's a tricky call. Although total sales of the supplement run into the tens of millions of dollars every year, there have never been any long-term studies to determine whether it's safe. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.